Well, it is the end of the week again, and nothing much happened in our town this week, except the Dr. Pepper Man came by. Then, of course, there was the nice weather all this week. Good weather to get out into the garden and get some things planted. George and Estelle got their potatoes planted this week. George also said they planted lettuce and spinach and onions, lots of onions, red onions, yellow onions, and candy onions. Oh, and Estelle said they also started some hot peppers in their hobby greenhouse this week. George says he doesn't like hot peppers, but Estelle, she said she could eat them every day. She says hot peppers are good for your health, specifically good for heart health. She said, look it up, Ish. And I did, and she's right. Apparently there's lots of health benefits to eating hot peppers. Tommy and Pam just got back from Annapolis yesterday. They were over there to celebrate Maryland Day on Wednesday of this week. Tommy went on to explain that March 25th is Maryland Day every year. It's Maryland's official state holiday, celebrating the 1634 landing of the two ships, the Ark and the Dove. The actual location of the landing was St. Clement's Island in the Potomac River, but the annual celebration is held there on the waterfront at Annapolis. Pam said they had something interesting to eat while they were in Annapolis this week, crab pretzels. She explained that crab pretzels are a soft pretzel stuffed with creamy crab dip, or sometimes they're topped with lump crab meat, garlic, and herbs. Tommy said they're good. Bobby is hunkered down this weekend for the opening weekend of Major League Baseball. Bobby has always been a big fan of baseball. You know, he played third base at Broadway High School, and then he went on to play at Bridgewater College. Bobby loves to watch baseball. And he said there's a good game coming up on Saturday afternoon, the Phillies and the Texas Rangers. He said first pitch is at 4:05. Choir practice is going well down at the Church of the Brethren in our town. It's going to be a special event on Easter Sunday. That's next weekend. The adult choir will sing. The children's choir will sing. And then Mrs. Weimer, she's going to do an organ special just for Easter. This year, Mrs. Weimer said she has chosen the song, Christ the Lord Has Risen Today. You know, that song was written in 1739 by Charles Wesley, and here we are almost 300 years later. It's a beautiful song with an incredible message. I'm looking forward to hearing Mrs. Weimer on the organ next Sunday. But the big event of the week was planting onions in the backyard vegetable garden and starting hot peppers in the greenhouse. And other than that, nothing much happened in our town this week. I'm Ish.